USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
10 people are dead, including one police officer, after a Monday shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. Police say they have one suspect in custody who is being treated for injuries. The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Boulder police officer Eric Talley. Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010. Police say they expect the investigation to take no less than 5 days to complete. No details about the suspect or the charges they may face have been released. And Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks announced Monday that he will run to replace Senator Richard Shelby, who announced that he would not run for re-election in 2022. Brooks joins former Ambassador to Slovenia Linda Blanchard in the GOP primary, which is expected to attract several more candidates. Brooks is a six-term congressman currently representing Alabama's 5th District. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A fourth vaccine against COVID may soon be available. AstraZeneca announcing Monday that the U.S. study on the shot it produced with the University of Oxford shows a 79% efficacy against symptomatic COVID-19. The company says its shots are safe and effective for all adults, and that it will apply for an emergency use authorization from the FDA in April. Dr. Tom Frieden says the next important step is to send vaccines to doctors' offices. The former CDC director tells CNN that that could also speed up vaccination efforts.
But one really important issue is to get this vaccine into doctors' offices. That needs to happen. As vaccine supply becomes more available, particularly with the J&J and the AstraZeneca vaccines that don't require special frozen handling, being able to get this in your local doctor's office, at your local pharmacy, at a pop-up site, at a community vaccination center, all of those things are going to be really protected, because if we're not careful, we will indeed have avoidable illness and death.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
AstraZeneca announced Monday that it will apply for an emergency use authorization for its COVID vaccination next month. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials, and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ajish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States.
And basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, though he never won a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went on to coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1997. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. Baylor was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.